It's a little hard for me to see what I've written. It's kind of dark. I'm not used to this. Let's see. Okay. Let me put my glasses on. Okay, just to give a little context first, then this morning, I know you're experienced practitioners, but let me remind you of a few things. Okay. So the bigger context for our work together this week is the task of, as the Buddha put it, overturning avidya, uprooting a kind of fundamental delusion about existence that we don't necessarily know that we have. That by certain ways of sensing and seeing the world and ourself, we end up running into and bumping into suffering. So that's our fundamental frame for what we're doing. The overturning of avidya. Key to this task is our attention. Your attention. Because your attention, our attention, the way we pay attention, what we pay attention to, how we pay attention to it, this is implicated in our way of seeing and experiencing reality. So in meditation, we have the task to train our attention. Right? So training of attention is a key piece here. It's an incredible gift, this attention. It's not like one style. It has habits. Your attention has habits. My attention has habits. So when we give ourselves a task in meditation to train the attention, it will reveal to you all your habits of attention. Right? That's not a mistake. It's not an error. And we give our attention tasks to train that attention in ways that will conduce to seeing clearly the way that we involuntarily, like without our knowing, suddenly get bound up into experiencing self and other and world in ways that do not lead onward, that are dukkha, that are suffering. Okay. So attention has habits. Attention isn't a one thing. Right? It's not like there's the breath and the body and things and thoughts and feelings and I pay attention. Attention itself is malleable. Attention itself is not fixed. You have habits of attention. It's not wrong. It's not wrong. It's in the same way that a body has habits or a mind has habits. Right? A style of attention. You know the experience when you, let's say you see someone in the city, they're 300 meters away, or they're 200 meters away, and you can't really make out much detail about them, but you know them by the way they're walking down the street. You recognize, oh, yeah, who is it? I can't remember, but that way of walking is distinct to that body, to that person, right? The gait. G-A-I-T, the gait of a way one moves. Attention typically has similar kinds of habits that it's got into. Habits aren't bad, habits aren't wrong. But if we're interested in freedom, we want to free up that attention. We want to not only have it be involuntary, meaning it just goes to where it goes. It just picks up the loudest thing in consciousness, or the thing I've always done in meditation, or it always goes to the past and ruminates, or it always goes to emotion and feeling a certain kind of mood, right? We want to free up that attention so that it can be really in the service of what is beautiful, what is rich, and what is liberating. Okay. So we will give our attention a number of tasks. And it's important for us, I think, as practitioners to recognize, yes, what is the task? What is the practice today? Absolutely. Why? Why is it the practice today? And how does that fit in the framework of overturning avidya, of overturning that fundamental delusion? How do they work together? Because I think when we understand that, it allows us to give our attention and cultivate our attention more willingly, more happily. Okay, so the task. What are our tasks today? So, the first task of meditation is to cultivate an abiding. And I just want to check that word because it's a strange word in English. And I just want to check, do you have one? Abide. It's an old-fashioned English word and it has the same root as abode, which means home. Abode, you say somebody's, they live in their abode, it's their home. Abiding is when you're at home. Right? So abiding in Dhamma practice, the abiding of samatha, cultivating a pleasant abiding here and now, pleasant home base. You got any other?
Tusya.
Tusya. Oh, it made everyone smile. Yes, that's what we're doing. We're cultivating one of those, right? here and now this morning. And that abiding, right? That Tusya, is that right? This abiding we can cultivate by offering our attention again and again and again to the arena for this abiding. Where is this abiding going to be? Here. With this body, that body, on this seat. Can you feel your backside right now? It's not abstract. Like, wiggle your bottom. Abiding is not abstract. Abiding is here and now with this body. It's not out in the sky somewhere. It's the first foundation of mindfulness, to know body as body. And this is where we cultivate this abiding, here, through offering our attention in skillful ways, such that this bodily arena can become the home base for attention. For attention to pool and gather and collect. For attention to brighten, become bright. And this abiding, we cultivate it. Why? Because it is beautiful in itself. It brings well-being. It is characterized by a quality of restfulness and nourishment. And many of us are hungry. So we do well, this is one reason we cultivate, we do well to learn how to cultivate this abiding because it is wholesome, restful, nourishing, uplifting. Number one. And number two, because this abiding is our home base for insight, for seeing deeply and clearly. So, let's start here. And as experienced practitioners, I invite you to have a subtle question in the background of just lightly questioning any meditation habits that you might have that they're not necessarily wrong or, but they may be limiting what kind of awakening might be possible. Okay. So really we want to free up attention because what we would like to cultivate, if we're interested in passion and dispassion, This means we're interested in the aliveness and the energies of interacting internally and externally. We need to establish our home base here, right? We need, this is the instrument through which we respond to our inner life and our outer life. So we will cultivate a range, a sensitivity to a range of experiences in the body, from the gross, the firm, the weightiness of your feet on the ground. You know that? I just, as I did that, I thought of the, oh, my husband's from New Zealand, and I could feel that dimension, right? Of those of you who've seen the Hakka, this firm, meaty aspect of what we are, right? The whole range through the more subtle, to the more subtle senses, the more energetic senses of body, the subtle energy body where the vibration is lighter, more delicate, more diffuse, less obviously physical. That whole range through the body, through the fabric of our body, the space of our body, the organs of our body, our bones, that attention, if we don't fix an idea about what attention is and what's possible for it, this attention can permeate and fill and nourish and pervade what we didn't even imagine it could pervade before, because our ideas didn't let it be possible. So for the samatha, the loveliness of creating an island of well-being. Island doesn't mean isolated here. An island of well-being amidst the dukkha, the tough prospect of having or being or feeling like we are a human body with a heart and a sensitive mind and a sensitive body. We create an island of well-being. Doesn't have to be perfect. It's enough for us to recognize, oh, here I can abide. Okay. How can I nourish that abiding? And then right through for this being a platform and foundation for insight. Those two go hand in hand, right? As we're learning how to offer attention to the body, we will be asking the question, is my way of paying attention helpful right now? Is it allowing, settling, and gathering? Is it allowing my attention to pool and collect? Or is it not? And this will bring us knowledge and insight about our habits of attention and about what conduces, what allows, what supports this beautiful abiding to come together, to be cultivated. Okay. All right. So, let's see. That's enough. Let's practice a little bit. So let's start with your posture. And first day of a retreat, there might be tiredness. Sleeping in a new place, wherever you've come from. So stand up if you're sleepy. Stay awake. And you don't have to just be sleepy if you want to stand up, if you just want to stand up and be awake, practicing stand up. Okay. So we will offer a number of ways in to this cultivation of this abiding. And your task will be to practice them and pick up ones that allow the sense of your body to come online. Okay. So actually I'll just say one more thing before I begin that. Our arena for the topic for our meditation this week, the home base will be the whole body. Okay. So the sense of the whole body, right to your periphery, right to your arms, and just a little bit more room around the edges of your body. Okay. So I'm going to get you to draw that with your hands for a moment. So please use the palms of your hands. And sense, in relationship with your body, what kind of arena are we talking about? So sense with your body, like, how much, just coming off the body, if you were to draw, like what area might be able to be filled with a bright attention? So not what your mind tells you, but your body. Maybe it's just really close up to your body, to the edges and the periphery. Maybe it's a little bit wider. And I invite you to use your hands now to draw, in a way, this arena, which is going to be flexible. It will change. But as you do it, let yourself start to sense which parts of your body come online, meaning fill with attention, or you start to be present there. What feels good as you draw the sense and the frame for your body. To use your hands here has a number of functions. Keep going with it. One is to really be clear that you're not abstracting. And I'll speak about this later. We have a Western culture to different degrees in different places has a legacy of preferring abstraction. See where you want to come in closer with your attention. You know, some of you will be more sensitive to this kind of energetic level of the spectrum. Some of us will be more sensitive to the haka end of the spectrum. We can cultivate it all, but know yourself in that, right? Know yourself. Don't forget your feet. Don't forget your back. Back of your skull. Under your armpits. Thighs. Genitals. Insides of your legs. This is going to be home base. You may not feel anything yet. Some of you will, some of you won't. It's okay. We're setting up an arena. We're helping our intention and our body get together, have a conversation. Yeah. And just before we finish that, see if there's anywhere in your body that would welcome some touch. That would welcome. That would welcome contact. And leave your hand there long enough for your body to receive it. To think that attention is something other than the body. To think that it is other than of this domain of the body. Maybe to miss out on a lot. Okay. And if anyone is willing to call out a word right now, of any difference you notice in bringing your hands into the exercise, any difference you notice to the quality of your heart-mind right now, the attention, the quality of you right now, in just bringing the hands to the body. Anyone notice anything from doing that? And just call it out into the room.
Softening.
You notice a softening in your kind of quality of attention,
or in the body, like releasing.
Okay, the body softens. Beautiful. Okay, lovely. Thank you. Yeah. Anything else?
Rounding the edges.
Say again, Mike.
Rounding edges.
Rounding. Oh, and what's the
edges don't feel so tight, so narrow, so sharp. Yeah, round.
Okay, so in a sense that sense of the body has gone from more angular to a little bit rounder and softer. Thank you, yeah.
Warmer.
Warmer, physically warmer, heart warmer.
And also like the shape or the form of the body gets like more fluffy.
More fluffy. Is that pleasant or unpleasant?
I don't know yet. It's pleasant, mm-hmm. But also it reveals some unbalanced.
Lovely. Okay, thank you. So this is what happens as we kind of start to abide more. It will reveal, you know, certain shapes and patterns of holding the body. We can breathe with those. We can breathe out with those. Include those. Thank you. Yeah, anything else you notice?
Brightening.
Brightening of your attention.
Overhead.
Okay, beautiful. Thank you. Yeah. It's fine if you notice a negative, you know, something that's less welcome as well, but let's hear them, anything from doing that.
Care.
Clear.
Care.
Thank you, yeah. And that person gestured to their heart when they said that. So automatically has a bit more care. Any last one want to be spoken?
HD.
HD. Takes me a while, that word. More high definition.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Of sensation, of quality of mind.
Body sensation.
Yeah.
And awareness.
And awareness gets...
on a similar notes, like the frame rate is bigger.
The which?
Frame rate.
You might have gone beyond me now. Okay. The frame rate is bigger. Is that the like frames per second?
Yeah,
got. Okay, cool. Lovely. And don't worry if you feel like, I don't know what they're talking about, all these people having experiences. I'm just like sleepy. It's okay. You know, some of us are going to be more or less trained in coming to the body, and we can train. It's trainable, right? So we can all get there. All right, let's practice. So let your posture be upright and gentle, even if you're sleepy right now. Let the posture express the intention for being awake here. Little space under your armpits, hands soft. And notice first how you carry your body. Some of us some of us who like meditation sometimes angle this way or that way in our style of posture. Let your head be on straight, unless you've got a physical reason that it isn't. That's also fine. But let your head be on straight with your midline. It's like there's a plumb line through the middle. And breathe out deliberately, letting your weight drop to earth. So breathing in. Breathing out with your buttocks with a ha. Yeah. Breathing in, tightening your buttocks. Breathing in. Your two bums. And then on the out, holding. And on the out breath, drop them and hang out with them for a bit. Like breathe out. Ha. Yeah. That contact. There. One more. Breathing in, tightening the bum. Dropping and hanging out. Yeah. Okay. So the arena will be the whole body and a little bit more than just the body. A little bit of room around the body. So I'll guide us in a few ways in, and your task is to practice and to recognize, does this way of attending allow us a collecting, a gathering, a brightening, a nourishing, an easing? Right? So, opening your awareness to include your whole body right now, right? So you're not focusing in on a small object. You're widening your lens, your aperture, your awareness to take in 360, the whole you that's sitting here. Filling out into that whole shape you drew with your body, with your hands. Widening the lens of your awareness to include the whole body. And as you do, start to notice what comes online first that lets you know you have a body right now. So you're asking your body, what lets you know you have a body right now? Is there flickering in the hands of sensation? Is there a warmth or a coolness in your skin or internally? Can you feel the weightiness of your backside on the seat? Please take half a minute to tailor this to you. How do you know you have a body right now? Apart from the concept? What lets you know? Let your body tell you. Maybe there's discomfort. Maybe there's ease. Maybe there's a breath. And as you recognize that you have a body, Notice when your attention starts to shrink and narrow around that particular phenomenon. And opening out your awareness again, widening, stretching open that lens, widening that to include your whole bodily field and the space around your body. And if you have to do that 100 times, it is 100 times well practiced. When your attention shrinks around the particular by habit, then widen that attention. Let the breath support you to widen, stretching open that awareness to the whole field of your body and a little bit of space around your body. And within that frame, that you will keep re-establishing that frame. Within that frame, let your body breathe. Let your body show you how it would like to breathe. And at times, let that in-breath fill and pervade your body. Let it ripple out into more of the frame, filling and pervading the frame. And on the out-breath, following as the body softens, as it becomes less distinct. As it starts to fade. It's very likely that you don't experience the whole of the frame. Don't get anxious about that. That's not the most important thing. The most important thing is to have the intention to open the frame back out, the aperture to the whole body and the space around the body, and for you to learn to attend skillfully within that arena. To find ways that start to gather, collect, and brighten attention. That start to cultivate an oasis of rest. That start to show you the doorway to an abiding here and now. You will see your habits of attention. Some of them are useful habits. Some of them may not be. What ways of attending right now? Point the way. To abiding. With a bright, steady attention. Breathing out. and breathing in.